Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
You've got to have a way to communicate. You've got to foster an environment of communication if you want to win big in dentistry.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to win,
yeah.
And I want to win,
yeah.
I mean, I don't try to do anything
Absolutely.
Not winning.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your fearless leader helping us advance general dentistry, helping us do amazing work for our patients, and helping us live a more enriched life. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be very simple. Now, what does it take to do this? It takes amazing leadership, an amazing vision, and amazing team training. And that's kind of what one part of what this episode is going to be about. At one of our recent office manager site visits, where office managers from our mastermind members come in, one of the pushbacks and feedback that people were talking about is around headsets. And Meredith came back and...
We don't really like the term office managers. We've been calling them business leaders.
Business leaders, even better.
And in our...
Because you know I hate office managers.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
In our new enriched lives. That's the first time I've heard you say that. We are enriched around here.
I looked at Meredith and I said, wow, what do people do if they don't have headsets? I'm like, it's 2024.
So basically, some of these office leaders... told on their doctors, and they said, you know, we said something about radioing, and they said, well, we don't wear radios. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
Well, I don't wear a radio either. I wear a communication device.
Yeah, okay, yeah, headset. They said, like, we don't wear a headset.
Like, what is this, the 1980s? I'm walking around with a radio around?
The thing is a radio. That's called a radio.
I guess, whatever. Okay. I'm just being
a two-way
funny.
Radio.
There we go.
That's what it's called.
It's a walkie-talkie.
Yes.
That's what I call it. I grew up in the 80s. I call it a walkie-talkie.
It is a walkie-talkie. We used to take those to the mountains.
Yeah, I bet.
Because we didn't have phone service up there. All the kids had a walkie-talkie.
That's right.
Okay. So I said, I'm sorry, what? I was like, so how do you guys communicate within the office? We'll kind of get into that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, raise your hand if you're not wearing a headset. And I was
shocked.
So we had
what? We had 20 offices there, roughly?
Yeah. And about 40% of them, 30-40% of them were not wearing headsets.
That's not bad. That's not surprising to me. That's pretty good.
But, you know, we kind of talk about it, I think,
yeah.
in Mastermind, the doctors. So out of those 30-40%, half of them had them, but they weren't wearing them.
Okay.
So that was the kicker there. So I was like, so you have these, you're just not wearing them. So yeah, let's talk about why you add headsets to the office and what are the benefits?
Yeah, you know, so why did I want headsets? The reality is I didn't want headsets.
Right.
I wanted a way to communicate with team members.
Right.
Okay, I wanted a way to be able to communicate with team members, to be more efficient, to be, you know, to have better patient care.
Right.
Okay, and so... So as I looked around at the way to do this, what I saw were these 1960s things you put in the wall and you have these buttons that you press.
Oh, like people have in their house.
Yeah, I guess you, no, but it, that wasn't, it was a light system.
Yeah.
Like you press the button and a light went on, and the light went on in your operatory that said this orange light came on, and that meant that I had to go to room one.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, and so look, that didn't seem bad to me, okay?
Yeah, okay, but before we get into this, let's list out all the things they could do instead of headsets. So this would be number one.
A light
system.
Yeah, but so for my point in that is it wasn't that I didn't like the light system. I didn't like the cost of the light system. You know, I was like, this thing is thousands of dollars and they have to install it in my my walls and run wires and stuff. And I was like, no, thank you. This was going to be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right, you'd have to take up the flooring.
No, no, they can run it up. And I don't know how the hell they do it, to be honest with you. I just, once I heard thousands of dollars, I was out.
Yeah.
Okay, I was out. Okay, you know me, I'm out at that point in time. You know, and then
it's so not clinical equipment, thousands of dollars, no chance.
No chance.
But thousands of dollars for some crazy new age technology in,
of course, because it makes me money, for God's sakes. And what office communication makes you money too.
Yes.
Okay. So that was one option. Okay. Yes. The second option I saw, and I got to give people an idea, this was like 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. The second idea or thing I saw was built into our practice management software, there was this typing situation, a chat feature. And then I was like, so what happens if I'm not in front of a computer?
Right. So that is probably what most people say. Well, we just chat each other. I said, so when you're cleaning teeth, when you're literally in the patient's mouth, you stop what you're doing and to look over at your computer and start typing. And then you know what someone said to me? Well, I don't want to use dirty gloves to.
So they'll use dirty gloves to type on the keyboard? Like, what the freak?
Okay, so keep going.
So that was the second thing I saw. One thing I saw in an office, a very good friend of ours, is they use the chat thing, but they have different ringtones.
Give us some examples. Of some
they had like a Darth Vader one come up. They had like a Batman one come up. And a different sound meant a different thing. So I'm like, so you're training people to be like dogs and respond to different sounds.
And it's not scalable because you can't remember 20 different
yeah,
sounds
at some point,
where they have to go.
Like, what in the world? And I love making fun of the AIF family. I love them. You know I love
AICF.
Them.
AICF. Yeah. I at least said stop giving them shout-outs. Nelson code.
So those are the things I saw. And
I've heard people using Apple Watches.
Yeah, but this wasn't existent in 2005. Okay. Apple Watch was a distant dream. Yeah. Like the iPhone didn't exist.
I was going to say that.
In 2005, 2006.
You could use BlackBerry Messenger.
Because the truth is I didn't need office communication before that because I had two or three team members.
But even still, you weren't all sitting. When people say that to me, I'm like, so you all sit in the same operatory all day long. And that was another option. We scream down the hallways. People say, oh, man, their office isn't very big. And I'm like, so you just scream down the hallway?
And they go, yes. So, yes. So the one option. Oh, the other thing, I remember one office I worked at in 1999. They had an intercom system using the phones.
That's what I was thinking when you were saying that you pushed
the
button.
You're thinking of the new tone.
Intercom.
You're thinking of the new tone.
And like
I had that
houses.
In my first house. I'm like, from 1980.
Yeah, I would say, I remember like from my friend's playroom, you could like radio down to the kitchen, Mom, we're hungry.
So they had this thing where, I remember one day.
So there was a phone in each operatory.
There was a phone somewhere in the hallways. Yeah. I don't know, man. But I remember one day I was sitting back there and this, clearly this was before HIPAA.
Yeah.
The lady at the front would say, Dr. Agarwal, your patient, Mrs. Jones, is here and ready for you. I was like,
and it would go on the whole back.
It would go the whole office for the year. Every patient would hear it.
Yeah.
The patient would know I got another patient. And I was like, what the freak is going on? So anyway, this is great. Okay, I didn't expect all of this in this episode. But ultimately, why did I had installed headsets? Okay, was I wanted to communicate better with the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we got past one team member, communication became important. Okay.
Right.
Once we got past two team members, communication became more important. Once we got past three team members, communication became critical to doing everything, right? And then as we've matured in our clinical skills, as we've matured as a business, I can't imagine not having headset communications in our practice to communicate back and forth. So let me ask you as a team member, okay? You walked into our office, we already had headsets, correct? Yes. Okay, so you didn't know any different.
Right, but I still had to start wearing it.
No, no,
it was different for me. I'd never worked in anywhere.
You hadn't worked in a nightclub before?
I wasn't security there. How about that? I'll put it that way.
You weren't Paul Blart Mall Cop?
I wasn't security.
That show's on Netflix right now. I want to watch it again, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Anyway, I digress. As someone new to dentistry that hadn't seen any other way of doing it, what was your take on the headsets?
Well, from starting off and using it in the practice, I never had an issue with it. I liked it because I was usually I started as an intern. So I was the sterilization tech, floating assistant, whatever you wanted to call me, whatever that we needed that day. That's what I was. Yeah. So it led me to where I needed to be, right? If somebody needed something, they were able to radio me. People weren't hollering down the hallways at me. Yeah. Like, I don't think I would have enjoyed that. You know, I don't like how...
Like confrontation.
Well, I don't like when people are rude.
Yeah.
And when people are just screaming down the hallway what they need from me, I don't think I would have taken that well. Mm-hmm. Versus, is anyone available for this? Mm-hmm. Hey, can somebody help me grab my next patient? Can someone help me clean a room? Hey, you know, I don't think I would have loved that. But a lot of pushback I hear from, you know, I have doctors say to me, hey, I heard you guys talk about the headsets, but like my team is saying this, my team is saying that.
What is this and that? What is
right?
That?
So these things are, they're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. There's too much chatter. Okay. So for the ones who, when people say they're uncomfortable, I want you to go buy a set of, this was obviously when I started in the office, I don't think AirPods were really in.
No.
Those are just the last 5 years.
Five, six years.
Okay. So I want you to go buy a set of AirPods for every single team member and then take them all back and be like, nope, you guys said headsets are uncomfortable, so you can't wear things in your ears.
Yeah. But right? You know they wear AirPods at home, for God's sakes.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
Listen, you guys have it great with AirPods. I started when you had this Bluetooth thing coming out your ear that came out like this.
I had the ones that went around your whole ear, like the Beats or whatever. Yeah. Before the AirPods, right?
Yeah, Beats are fancy. I had like the Bluetooth Jabra.
Anyways, there's different. So I sent them in our group chat the other day for masterminders, but there's different
sizes.
Pieces
you
can buy. I mean, you can buy one that's just like an AirPod, or you can buy one that looks like molds and forms to your
You can get them custom made, frankly speaking.
Okay, that is pushing.
No, that's, again,
like,
I think
we're bougie. That is way
too. Dude, I'm not spending that kind of money on that, but.
That's ridiculous.
And you know if you do it for one, you got to do it for all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So freak that.
Nobody has ears like that sensitive. Like I said, they all wear AirPods. But the other thing is the doctor says, I don't want to wear it. And you know what I say? Good. You shouldn't wear it. So you've never worn one, correct? Or did you wear one in the beginning?
No, I don't. I wasn't. Like, that wasn't idea.
You're like, I need you guys to tell me what to
do. I wanted to wear a headset because, you know, I used to be a micromanager, control freak, right?
Yes, when I started. That's who you were.
So
it was only five of us.
I wanted to wear a headset, but I was told But that's what I love about that's what I love about our team. Okay, I was told I wasn't allowed to wear a headset, and I was like, why not? They said, we don't want you micromanaging us, right? We don't want you involved in our conversation. I said, okay, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
So initially, I used to have one there, and I would just every once in a while listen to it.
Yeah.
But the answer is no. We don't advocate the dentist wearing.
Yeah. And there's some offices that are, you know, larger multi doctor offices where they'll keep one on with like no headpiece in it, low volume speaker.
In the doctor's office,
In the doctor's office, that way it's like, hey, does anyone? A lot of times we're like, does anyone have eyes on Dr. A? Has anyone seen you know Dr. H? Blah blah blah. Then it's like, oh. They know someone's looking for them.
Yeah. Then I go hide some more.
Then you run to the bathroom.
And nobody's coming in there after me. What other excuses do you hear?
Yeah. There's too much chatter.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, we nip that in the butt. Yeah. You know, we individually talk to the people. This is if you need somebody to come to your operatory.
Mm-hmm. It's about patient care.
Help. This is not, hey, can you look, you know, I put the treatment in the plan. Can someone put a plan together for me?
Yeah.
Not, can you put in number 14, number 6, like, you know, not what the plan is.
Yeah.
Or, hey, can you come to me? If it's going to be longer than a sentence,
out.
Then get up and go get the person or ask for them to come to you.
Or do go talk directly with somebody.
Right. Yeah. Get up and move. Another thing someone said is we just have too many people.
Mm-hmm. That's even more reason to wear headsets, for God's sake.
I've heard those offices, they talk about themselves in third person. Like, this is Meredith. Is anyone available? You know, saying who you are. Gotcha. Or Meredith needs
this. You don't know everybody's voices? No, I don't.
So we do. Yeah. But I don't. I think once you get to 10 or 12.
It's hard.
It's hard to keep up with who's who.
All you women sound the same.
Especially when you start hiring all these people like Caroline from an hour out and they all sound
cute. Nice, I also country. Can't tell them apart.
Right. They all sound the same. I mean, before it was like, oh, that's Jesse, obviously. But now there's like three or four of them that all sound the same. So that was another good idea, was to talk in third person, to control the chatter. You know, hey, it's easy. Just, that's not for the radio, you know, if you need somebody. But I think the main thing is, how would I know as a treatment coordinator or as a treatment planner to get a plan together and have it ready, or to be able to step into the operatory to listen to an exam? If I'm up front and your assistant says, hey, Jesse, Dr. A's on his way to you for the exam.
Yeah.
I know as the treatment coordinator, Jesse's already let me know she needs me for that exam. Yeah. So how else would I know to get up and be in there? Or I just stand there for the next hour waiting?
I think what people often don't understand is that our practices run like an orchestra.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes they don't sound great. Right. Sometimes they're not a great sounding orchestra.
Sometimes we're not like, you know, the top organ, you know, but.
but they work as an orchestra, and it's all these little things. It's the little things. It's the little things like we take photographs. It's the little things like we do financial menus. We have credit card swipers in the back. You know, we have headsets on every team member. It's all these little things that add up to really making a difference in the way your practice runs. Yeah. And it's also about empowering your people, you know, because, you know, I always say your number one product in any practice is your people.
Right.
That's the only thing that differentiates you at the end of the day from everybody else. And so you've got to have a way to communicate. You've got to foster an environment of communication if you want to win big in dentistry.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to win, and I want to win, I don't try to do anything not winning.
It just seems such an easy addition to control so much chaos, and it's just so efficient. It's so much efficiency in one simple change versus chasing around people just saying, hey, where are you at?
Yeah.
Is anyone up in the lab? So for example, our lab is upstairs. Sully's office, they have a lab upstairs. Is anyone upstairs in the lab before you race up there in between patients to
grab something? Exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. But now my patient's behind. Yeah. Like, I'm late getting my patient. And it's like somebody was already up there.
Or just a simple, hey, I'm running behind on my patient. Yeah. Can you give my next patient a heads up?
Right.
Hey, Olivia, can you call my next patient? Let them know I'm 10 minutes behind. Olivia, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes behind.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know that 30 minutes in. Yeah. Versus,
but maybe it's not a good time to get up and go somewhere.
No, because that's just going to add more time to be late. So you don't want to do that. You're just trying to catch up. It's like you could just a simple radio. And then somebody said to me, another thing somebody said was, I don't want to talk in front of my patient. And I said, that's why they're typing, for example. And I said, well, there's nothing that we say on the radio we wouldn't say in front of a patient.
That's right.
You know, like, hey, I'm going to bring my patient up to you. Are you available?
Yeah.
Just a heads up, I'm bringing my patient up. Versus just walking up with a patient.
Well, three of you up there at one time.
Yeah. And they can say, you know.
Well, that's a different problem. But
right.
Yeah.
But, or, you know, hey, I need something with the treatment coordinator. I'm bringing my patient to you. Or is anyone available? Versus we're not saying names. If we're ever talking like that, that is something you either, you know, text or type or talk and figure that out. But I don't think there's any HIPAA behind it. We're not saying what the name is.
We're not saying names and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Your next patient's available, or hey, your next patient's here. I've let them know you'll be with them closer to time. Maybe they're here 20, 30 minutes early. That also lets you know, hey, I could probably get them a little bit early. Let me wrap it up.
Well, I think it boils down to people not wanting to change, people being afraid of something new and different. And look, we want to live in the 1970s in dentistry. I get it, but it's 2024 almost, right? Yeah. Or 2024 when you're listening to this. And we cannot continue to do it this convoluted, complex, cockamamie way of running our businesses. You know, it just doesn't work. You know, it just doesn't work. And it's not going to help us win, okay? Yeah. And And so to me, communication is critically important. The best and simplest way to communicate is to do it with headsets that everybody wears. Doctors, stop allowing people to have excuses. Stop being the source of the excuse and tell people this is what we're going to do because this is going to make our lives better and allow us to serve our patients better. That's the bottom line. It's going to allow us to serve our patients better, and it's going to make our lives easier. It's going to be tough. It's going to feel uncomfortable, but I promise you in 2 to 3 weeks, you won't want to go back.
Right.
Don't say, oh, let's try it and see how it works. If you don't like it, we'll take it away. But then they're not going to like it.
And one more thing a lot of people say is, we talked about too much chatter, but they say, well, I can't answer the phones or I can't do a consult. And just flick it out.
To take it out.
Put it right back in. I mean, you know,
for example, the other day we were doing a complex surgery and things were starting to go a little bit awry. I told Masha, take your headset out. Let's focus.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that sometimes when we're working and we're really in thing, they'll respond. And I'm like, no, I want us to be focused. Mm-hmm. Okay. So get it out and let's rock and roll. And it's not like they got to take the whole thing off. They literally just flip it out. Like you said, literally flip it out of your ear and we go to work.
And then that way, if you need something, you can put it right back in and ask for it. But also, it's also letting everyone know, like, you're kind of not available.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, you're out.
So yeah. So,
well, let's talk about where you got them and what
you got. Me, right? Where do you think I got them from? Yeah. Look, you can buy dental headsets. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They do exist. Oh. And that was the other reason.
Branded?
The other reason I didn't initially buy headsets when I first wanted to was because they were terribly expensive because they were dental headsets.
Yeah. Or like brand name, like Motorola.
Yeah.
Exactly. $100 a piece.
Yeah. And so we buy them from Amazon. Mm-hmm. I consider them disposable.
Yeah.
They're a brand called Retevis, R-E-T-E-V-I-S. They come in a pack of six. Uh-huh. They come in six that go in a little US single charger.
Yep.
Okay. So a block that you put them in. And so we bought two of those blocks so that we have two banks of six.
Mm-hmm. They're all labeled with each other's names on
them. Yeah, so they put them back in every day. So they wake up with them. They come to the office.
Wake up with them charged because we sleep there.
We do not. They come to the office with them charged, and then they have their own little cord or whatever it is. And every so often, because they aren't the best brand in the world or the best headsets in the world, we have to buy new cords. They're like $5 each.
Yep.
You know, the pack of six, I want to say it's $150. For a pack of six headsets, so it's super, super affordable. And it works. It works unbelievably well.
It becomes mindless. I mean, once you get used to it, it's just, you don't know any different. It just becomes part of your day.
Yeah. So anything else, Mayor Bear?
I think that's it.
All right. Yeah. So here's my message. If you're ready to take control of your practice, if you're saying, like, you know what, I want to win in my practice, things are slowing down, the economy's tight, whatever it is, it's time to get in our business mastermind. We're already booked out for the first part of 2024.
Almost,
at this point, we're almost booked out for 2024, our second half of 2024. At this point, it's probably going to start being 2025 before you can join our mastermind. And now is the time. Look, this program will change your practice. Okay, if you put the effort in. Now, if you think you can just show up to this thing and things are going to magically change, that we're going to do all the work for you, that's not what this is. If you're ready to be the leader, grow as a leader, if you're ready to grow leaders within your team, okay, if you're ready to get control of your practice, if you're ready to make more money, make more time off, do all of those things, our business mastermind is pretty darn amazing. And if you have that personality that you're going to make things happen, you just need a little help, you need a little coaching, a little guidance, some experience and wisdom behind you, nothing better. I, frankly speaking, don't think there's any program better in dentistry. And it's what I love most that we do here at 3D Dentists. If you're ready for clinical training, we got you covered there too. But anyway, see you guys next week.